More than 90,000 people in the U.S. are waiting for a kidney transplant. Many won't get one. To address that backlog, a new bill in Congress offers tax credits to people who donate a kidney to a stranger. Stephanie O'Neill reports.
Martinez Majors of Alexandria, Virginia, had no idea his kidneys were failing. Then, 3 years ago, a severe case of edema landed him in the hospital.
I was bloated. My legs looked like somebody took an air hose and just plugged it into my body. The blood test came back. Whoever the doctor was that was on duty came in and told me, "You have chronic kidney disease."
Majors, who's 65, now spends 14 hours a week tethered to a dialysis machine that filters waste from his blood the way his kidneys no longer can. The intensive regimen keeps him and 500,000 other Americans alive, but dialysis is not a cure. It's a stopgap with potentially serious side effects, including infection, severe fatigue, and strain on the cardiovascular system.
The only reversing of that is to get a new kidney, to have a kidney transplant.
But an ongoing kidney shortage means thousands of people who would otherwise qualify for a transplant die without one. Elaine Perlman wants to change that.
Enough is enough. The kidney shortage is a solvable problem.
Perlman is executive director of Waitlist Zero, a coalition supporting the newly proposed End Kidney Deaths Act. The bill, which has sponsors from both parties, would offer people who donate one of their kidneys to a stranger a $50,000 refundable tax credit spread over 5 years.
We are really trying to save tens of thousands of lives as well as billions of tax dollars.
Medicare spends $50 billion a year on dialysis. Transplants, by contrast, save lives and money over the long term and improve patient outcomes, especially when living donor kidneys are used. They can last up to 20 years, about twice as long as those from deceased donors. Right now, about two-thirds of all transplanted kidneys come from someone who's died. The rest come from living donors, most of whom give to a family member or a friend. Only about 400 donors a year give to strangers on the wait list, as Perlman has done.
Those who give kidneys to strangers are saving the people who are waiting the longest on the wait list, and then they're most likely to die from the kidney shortage.
But critics like bioethicist Alexander Capron see it differently. He supports the existing ban on organ sales and considers paying donors repugnant. He worries that a U.S. tax incentive for kidneys could harm global efforts to end the illicit organ trade.
Having the United States now change its position and say it's all right to buy kidneys would undermine efforts to combat that practice, which is very exploitative of poor and desperate people around the world.
Luke Simro disagrees. He's a bioethicist who calls such arguments red herrings designed to derail a legitimate debate on the issue.
Nobody thinks that we should adopt a system like kidney sales in India or in Iran or anywhere that kidney sales have taken place, legally or not. None of those systems are remotely similar to what advocates of the present legislation are arguing for.
Simro has written extensively about moral issues surrounding kidney markets and believes the proposed measure would significantly increase the number of kidneys available for transplant.
It's rare that we have some problem which has such an obvious solution where everyone benefits.
He points to surveys showing a majority of Americans support a regulated compensation plan for kidney donors. The status quo, Simro says, is no longer an option.
We've asked people to provide their kidneys for free. We've done that for decades, and asking people to give away a kidney has not worked.
As the debate continues, Martinez Major says he'll keep a close watch. Family members have offered to donate a kidney to him, but if none are a match, he'll join the 90,000 Americans facing an indefinite wait for a kidney transplant. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.